This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Media entrepreneur and former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, is teaming up with fellow billionaire Bill Gates to help low- and middle-income countries fight legal challenges from tobacco companies. Bloomberg has already begun helping Uruguay after Philip Morris International challenged its laws requiring graphic health warnings on tobacco. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has been looking into this. These legal challenges are about what?
Trade, if you ask the tobacco companies. Public health, if you ask Bloomberg and Gates. But to back up, in recent years, we've seen countries like Uruguay and Australia pass regulations on how tobacco products can be packaged. Uruguay went with graphic warning labels, Australia with plain packaging stripped of any fancy branding. Tobacco companies argue these kinds of restrictions violate international trade agreements and World Trade Organization rules. I spoke with Taylor St. John, a researcher at Oxford University, and she explained that some trade agreements or investment treaties have clauses meant to protect intellectual property.
And so what we're seeing is that tobacco companies are using these clauses and arguing that packaging rules violate intellectual property rights and deprive them of their right to display their branding on cigarette packages.
Legal challenges also look likely in Ireland and the UK.
So what are Bloomberg and Gates actually proposing here?
They're worried lower-income countries won't have enough resources to fight these cases on their own, so they've created a $4 million fund to help countries defend their laws.
Wait a minute, $4 million for large international legal cases? $4 million?
It does sound small. The billionaires are hoping other donors will contribute as well. And Bloomberg said this money's just a start. His Bloomberg Philanthropies has spent $600 million working on anti-smoking issues since 2007.
Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, thank you.